We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of the Parkinson Spiegel Show Draft Special, featuring Dave Wunstead and Patrick Menely. Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
This is getting very real, folks. The Tennessee Titans have selected J.C. Latham, tackle from Alabama. So Romo Dunze is on the board, and Atlanta presumably will not be taking Romo Dunze. Obviously, they could. But they have used first-round picks on skill position guys each of the last 3 years.
They've got Kyle Pitts. They've got Drake London. They've got Bijan Robinson.
Obviously, you need a ton of weapons. They just spent a ton of money on Kirk Cousins. But this feels like a spot where Odunze could be there for the Bears at 9. J.J. McCarthy is on the board. Odunze is on the board. Brock Bowers is on the board. And no defensive player has been taken.
We heard earlier today that the Bears were open for business and that the Rams, among others, were looking to get into the top 10. Pat Manley, how would you feel if the Bears traded out of number 9?
I'm fine with it. That's what I would like them to do. I've seen too many good second round picks that I've played with turn out to be, you know, cornerstone players for the Bears. So whatever they can trade back and get, I don't know what that is, but adding more picks to me is important. I would do it because I think there's enough guys on my draft board or my thoughts of walking in and helping out this Bears team that I think a couple more picks or one more pick or whatever is going to happen with it if they do that is definitely worth it.
You know, I look at this. This is what I think is going on from my experience. Ryan Poles is sitting there now saying, do we want to swap with Atlanta? Do we want to go up there? It's about 50 points. That might be a fifth or sixth round pick. Is he that important? If he is the guy we want, let's get him and go home. If he's not, now I'm on the phone right now to Vegas. I'm on the phone right now to Minnesota and Denver. And those picks, value-wise, would be anywhere between 100 to 200 points, which is a third-round pick. So if they would trade with any of those three teams, they would most likely pick up a third, okay? And you better be ready for that, because if they're sitting there and they're thinking that Odunze is going to be there and he's not, now you got to pick somebody. And you know, or trade down. And we've been in that situation a lot. We said, oh, we'll just trade down. Well, guess what? At the end, everybody says, we don't want your pick. We're going to sit. So you better be ready to pick somebody. So I think there's a lot going on right now there in that war room. I know there is with the Bears. Do we jump up one for basically nothing? Is he that valuable to our team?
Interesting.
Or do we sit and wait it out? Or we're on the phone right now trying to work out a trade for a third-round pick with one of those three teams, and if we have to get out, and we're moving right now.
That's fascinating, Coach. And to your point, last year, that's what Philly did with the Bears. Mm-hmm. They moved up from 10 to 9, or from 9 to 8 to take Jalen Carter. Yeah. It was 10 to 9. It was 10 to 9. And then the Bears ended up taking Jalen Carter. So it was a future fourth. They moved up one pick in this spot. I think the Bears are probably sitting very pretty at this point. You know, Atlanta has been, they've been a tough team to peg. A lot of people thought they would take, the top defensive player on the board. Some people even have been saying that they were a spot for a quarterback, even after the Kirk Cousins thing.
That strikes me as crazy to use a number 8 overall in a quarterback when you just signed Cousins.
There was gambling money on that earlier in the week and last week. But, yeah, it wouldn't make any sense to me as well. You figure that they're trying to win double-digit games this year. Obviously, they're not going to be picking in the top 10 again for a while, so like that would be the logic behind that. Like, get a premium quarterback prospect, do the Alex Smith Mahomes thing, have him sit behind a guy that you like in Cousins. But, yeah, you just gave him a $180 million contract with 100 guaranteed.
What Coach Wanstead just detailed about the feelings in the draft room. Coach, tell us more about that. What do you think might be going on with Ryan Poles right now?
Well, they're holding their breath right now that somebody's not trading with Atlanta. If Odunze, that's what we don't know. How valuable is he? If they're saying there's no question that he's the guy, he's better than anybody else, because you can't be guaranteed, guys, that someone's going to trade up, that you're going to trade down. There's no guarantees of that. So if you like the guy that much, I would say go get him, and for basically nothing. Now, if you feel like there's some other possibilities, or somebody tells you, if you want to trade, we'll give you a three, then you can sit. If you got somebody's word on it that you trust, then you can sit and you can move with, you can do it with Minnesota, you could do it with Denver, you could do it with Raiders. It all need quarterbacks. So, that needs to be worked out right now.
Hey,
right,
Coach, now. I'd suspect that both Denver and Minnesota have been on the phone with both Atlanta and the Bears.
Absolutely. 100%. Right? 100%.
Vegas, too.
I'm shocked that Atlanta didn't change. I'll see who they take. But if they take the edge rusher, Dallas Turner, I will be disappointed that they didn't trade Don, because he's a good player, but I don't think he's the best one at that point.
Not a single defensive player off the board. Atlanta could have the first pick.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Wow.
Whoa!
Washington.
There's the first one.
We got the first shocker of the draft.
Yep.
They gave him $100 million guaranteed for him to train Michael Penix Jr.
He's going to play. Penix is going to sit, I guess.
I know he's going to sit, and maybe he sits for 2 years.
Hey, guys.
Smells funny.
Do you know one of the points that people, what they didn't like, obviously the two knee injuries with Michael, but the age. He's 24 years old. They said, do we want to get a guy that's that old? By the time, and now they got him with behind Kirk Cousins. That's really interesting.
Is it possible there's a trade that's not announced here yet, or something in the works, that this is a pick for Denver or a pick for Minnesota? This is crazy to give $100 million to Cousins and then draft this guy who's old, as you say, Coach. It doesn't make sense to me at this point.
Well, we did that in 91. You know, we drafted for Detroit. We took Calvin Pritchard with the 20th pick, and we were trying to trade out of it. And Wayne Fonts, the head coach at the time, couldn't get a hold of Mr. Ford. So Jimmy says, just tell me who you want, Wayne. Give me your word that we're going to make the trade, and you'll give us all these picks. We were trying to get out of number one because we had two of them. And Wayne says, you got my word. So we picked Calvin Pritchard. We drafted him. It's in the books. And then we traded him. I've been part of that.
Brian Baldinger called this actually on First and Pod. He said that he had been hearing that they were going to take Penix and that they love the quarterback. And the logic was basically that they knew they were going to be good next year with Cousins, and they like their defense and their offense and now the QB, so they won't have a premium draft pick to go get the next quarterback for a while. So do the Jordan Love thing. Obviously, Kirk Cousins isn't Aaron Rodgers, but draft Penix, let him sit, let him learn, and they'll have their QB succession plan in a couple of years. Brian Baldinger called it on my podcast 2 weeks ago. That's crazy. And now, boys.
Bears are on the clock.
The pick is in.
Rome is on the board.
Let's see if you get disappointed, Danny.
Let's go.
No, it has to be. Guys, there's nobody else, in our opinion, that has that value.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been the most heavily rumored teammate for Caleb Williams, the most heavily rumored pick.
Come on.
The betting lines have had it as well. The Bears pick is in, and we'll see who it is. But if it is Rome Odunze, that's incredibly exciting for the wide receiver core and for a long-term future with Caleb Williams.
And by the way, you know what's fun is watching Danny right now? Danny, you look like a 10-year-old self right there, just so excited.
I mean, come on, man. Like, make the obvious pick. Wait, listen. Rome Odunze flew to Detroit with him. Tanny, can I hear Rome Odunze from earlier today, please, talking about Caleb Williams?
Oh, it would be great. I think it would be, a dynamic duo to start our careers off together, and that would be something special for sure.
What are the conversations that you and Caleb have had?
We've just chopped it up about different situations, you know what I mean? We've worked out, you know, just got better as players, and, you know, it's not like we get to choose exactly where we want to go, so we're leaving a little room for whatever happens, but, you know, we both think agree on it being something special if that were to happen.
They've worked out together. Caleb Williams on Instagram a couple hours ago was posting about Roma Dunze's fit being clean. He worked out with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
You know who he reminds me of, guys, watching him all year, obviously, on the college stuff? Michael Irvin. I mean, this guy, think of Michael Irvin. Big, strong, physical, catches everything, right, back in the day. Yep. This guy has probably got the best hands of, or arguably the best hands of any receiver, and uses his body well and plays physical and carries the pads. He can play the X receiver. That is something, you know, you can move around DJ Moore and obviously Keenan Allen's a slot guy as it is, but this guy is a X receiver lined up outside. And
Coach, if they do this as a defensive coordinator, what does that do for you game planning against three receivers like that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, you're going to have to – it puts a lot of pressure on you, obviously.
How hard is that?
Yeah, it's real hard.
Yeah.
It's real. I mean, they could have the three best receivers of anybody – Yeah, in the league,
it would be the best wide receiver trio in the NFL.
That's a heck of a wide receiver room right there.
Exactly. That's, you know.
Probably. It's probably not the best duo, but it would be the best trio.
In the 2024 NFL draft.
There we go.
The Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze.
Yes!
Wide receiver, Washington.
There you go.
12-year-old Danny Parkins right there.
Man. All the years that I've worked with Danny, seeing him on the stump for Jamar Chase over Penei Sewell for that pick when the Lions were talking about what to do, all the years you have wanted a true number one wide receiver to be prioritized by a modern NFL team in the Bears.
How about you them? Spigs, how about them being on the same plane? Now, was that kind of a God sent?
That's pretty cool.
Is that something? I mean, think about that. What's the
odds? My God.
They've known that it was a possibility, played against each other, really like each other, and are now ready. And I do think this is going to be the best wide receiver room in the NFL.
Welcome to modern football, Chicago.
Agreed.
We finally have a GM who gets it. The point is to put the ball in the end zone. The defense wins championships. Okay, great. It's a thing of the past. It still matters, but you want to have a dynasty, you need to have a great quarterback. You want a great quarterback, you need to surround him with great weapons. Keenan Allen will not be here for that long. Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams lined up on the same rookie contract timeline to hopefully form a dynamic 1-2. Yes, Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow type of tandem for the next 8 years is a remarkable thing. This is a premium talent at a premium position on the offensive side of the ball. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We have Rome Odunze talking about his Bears fan connections. Here's Rome.
me watching this Devin Hester highlight. Dude was going crazy, and I would watch that highlight probably over 1,000 times. Like, and I was just so fascinated with it. Like, my family wasn't like watching football every Sunday. Like, that's not really how we were. I don't even know what kind of draw me to that. I never, at that age, I didn't know that my pops played football growing up, like in high school either. So it was just like, I don't know, I guess something was in me that I just was kind of drawn to the sport. And he really inspired that Devin Hester in me, just cause, you know, when you turn on his tape, it's like, boy, like right, that Lil Wayne on the track, I was like, oh boy, I gotta do some of that.
First NFL jersey.
Brian Urlacher, my auntie gave it to me, I think when I came out here to see the Chicago Air Show.
I have come to reclaim Rome for my people!
What a perfect night. This is so great.
His first NFL jersey. Pat Mattingly, Rome's first NFL jersey was a Brian Urlacher, inspired by watching Devin Hester. How does that sound?
It's great. I mean, he's got a little Chicago Bear in him already, which is exciting. This is just, Danny, it's fun just to watch you react that way because I'm excited too. I mean, they're finally investing in the offense. That never happened when I was there. For almost 16, they never invested in the offense. This is fun, and you're right. The NFL has changed. I'm excited to see what these young guys can do. And now you have, talking to Coach here as a defensive coordinator, head coach, how do you plan for this attack of those three wide receivers and DeAndre Swift? Like, that's going to be a nightmare. That's a hard week of work, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it makes DeAndre Swift's job a little easier, yeah. You know? I mean, really.
It makes Caleb Williams' yes. job easier. Yes. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. They are now delivering a nest to Caleb Williams that includes two veteran wide receivers who just went over 1,000 yards and a top 10 wide receiver pick who a lot of people think is the next A.J. Brown. Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett and DeAndre Swift and a really good defense and a capable offensive line. Coach, Matt Eberflus has got to be thrilled with this full assortment that he now has on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I go back to this, and I know Danny's giddy, and he should be giddy, but I look at this like it was the best player on the board. You know, this guy was a legitimate top 10 player, and they took him. I mean, if you know, there was – otherwise you're getting into trades and you're moving down and you don't know who's going to be available and all that stuff. So they made a good decision, and, you know, I'm not going to go over the top as far as Danny is, but –
Who is, Coach?
Yes.
But hold on a second.
But the guy's a great player. He's the best player available. I mean, I would have drafted him too. You got to take him right there. You don't want to take anybody else at number 9.
He averaged 17.8 yards per catch on 92 catches with over 1,600 yards, 13 touchdowns. He had an 83-yard punt return touchdown. He had a 14-yard rushing touchdown. He was a team captain.
Yep.
This guy plays the X. He is a big-bodied receiver who apparently is a 10 out of 10 character guy. When he got to Washington, he looked up all of the Washington receiving yardage records, broke most of them, set that as a goal when he got on campus. Tough as hell. Broke a rib and punctured a lung, recovering an onside kick, didn't leave the game. This dude is a baller. He wants to be Davante Adams. That's the guy that he studies for his footwork and his ability to get open. He thinks that he's the best receiver in a class that has Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. There is nothing not to like about the prospect that is Rome Odunze.
He's complete. Nope. He is complete.
Absolutely. Michael Irvin.
It's a great name, Coach, and you coached with him. You saw it. I mean, Michael was big and could fight through some contact. Michael was fast enough, right? And on this one, I was reading Odunze had 28 contested catch opportunities. He caught 21 of them, which is an incredibly high number. So
and you know,
he's strong.
Yeah, speaks. And you know what else, Danny? You always have to look at these skill guys. They run all these 4.3s and 4.4s and 4.2s. But what do they run when they put the pads on? We used to say that about Michael all the time. Michael might be 4.55, but when Michael puts shoulder pads and helmets on and pants and all the gear, he runs 4.55. And that's what separates, in my opinion, the skill guys. And this guy runs, he carries his pads, as we used to say. And that's a big deal. Some of these little scat guys can run fast, you know, in their underwear, but you go out there and put shoulder pads on them, and all of a sudden they're a different guy.
Coach, I got a question for you. I'm going to bring it back to special teams. You talked about the 83-yard punt return. He's only had three in his career. But being the ninth pick, would you allow him to maybe earn the punt return job? Boy. If he's that special of a player?
I'm sorry to put it that way,
but I think the more time you can get the ball in a player's hands, that's special.
I would say it wouldn't take him long to win the job.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But
would you be willing to do that? Or would you say, no, you are a wide receiver, I don't want you doing that,
no,
take that extra hit?
I would have him working back there. I would try to find somebody else to do it.
Yep.
But he would be out there early every day catching punts and being part of it and coming to special teams meetings and be a part of the plan.
Sure.
Well, regardless of what anybody thought or wanted, and Pat, I know you and I were both of the mind that it was totally cool to trade down. Mm-hmm. And I was cool to trade down even if Rome was there. But there's no way to not be excited about this because of who he is as a person, what we've heard about him, and we'll hear some of the stuff that we've heard from great guests over the past couple months of Poles position.
People have to hear what Brock Heward had to say.
Oh, my
him.
God, I thought Brock Heward was amazing talking about Adunze. Brock, who does Pac-12 games, just phenomenal, phenomenal stuff that you'll hear on this show. But it's incredibly exciting to have them prioritize that. And have the room as stacked as it is in wide receiver.
I got to make one point, guys. How about this? So I did a couple shows earlier, and everybody's saying the odds are they're going to take a defensive tackle. Ryan Poles did a great job of – and you know what I said? It's a smoke. It's a joke. They're trying to get somebody to jump up ahead of them to take them. They got two good young defensive tackles. Billings played good. They're not – this kid's no top 10 pick. The kid out of Texas, he's a good player. Murphy, but please. I mean, but that
they
was.
Yes, Coach, you're right. They prioritized offense over an interior defensive lineman. Thank God.
Well, no.
I don't know. Danny, I disagree. I disagree with Danny. They didn't prioritize that. I mean, there was no. If there was a great pass rusher there, if there was a Will Anderson there, now you're going to say he's prioritized.
Well, that's the point, right?
If there's an offensive lineman there and that, at least in my opinion, that I thought was the number 9 pick, then they're prioritizing him, or a corner, or whoever.
You're saying he's clearly the best player on the board.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Coach, all those defensive players, you don't love Dallas Turner?
No, I don't like him.
You don't love Byron Murphy? Yeah, as you're talking about, you don't love Latu.
I love Latu, but, you cervical. I mean, is he going to pass your physical? Mm-hmm. Some teams will pass him, some teams won't. I like Verse, the guy out of Florida State.
Right, but he's not explosive enough to be.
Not the ninth pick. I'd take him 12, 13, 14. I would definitely take him.
So it's interesting. So, Danny, those trade down options, and then you're looking at, you know, the third tackle or the fourth tackle if you trade down, and they don't need the wide receiver, so it ends up logically leading here. You know what I keep thinking about? Remember when Ryan Poles traded for Chase Claypool, and Lord knows it didn't work. But what did he say? You know where I come from.
Yes.
You know where I come from. And that's Kansas City. And we knew then that when the time was right, he was going to be a guy who did value offense the way that modern NFL teams and organizations need to value offense.
We have a new quarterback in the NFC North. The Vikings and Jets have swapped picks. Minnesota moved up from 11 to 10 to select J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. So it's Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Caleb Williams, and J.J. McCarthy.
McCarthy, a smart quarterback, good in the pocket, now working with Kevin O'Connor. That could be an interesting combo in Minnesota.
312-644-6767. Hey, I'm going to give the Bears an A. They've won the draft. They have Caleb Williams and Rome.
Well, they had two
Odunze.
Picks in the top 10. They should win the draft. It wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, well, A plus, Pat.
Okay, I like it. All right, I like it.
A plus.
All right.
A new QB wide receiver tandem for the next 8-plus years. QB for hopefully about 20. This is an amazing day for the Bears. We want to hear from you. You will hear Brock Heward on Rome Odunze. It is the Parkins and Spiegel draft special with Wonstead and Manley right here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.